50 years ago this week, life for many Americans began to lose some of its stark black-and-white quality. That's because the RCA Victor Company began producing the first color television sets this month in 1954 for a pricey $1,000, and this was when a Chevy might cost about $2,000. Viewers could enjoy an occasional color program on the RCA-owned NBC television network.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger takes a long view of TV and how it might look 50 years from now.
Looking back from 2054, Americans will wax nostalgic about the transition to high definition, wistfully recall the advent of plasma screens, express outrage about the high price of 3D TV sets, and ask, whose bright idea was it to combine 3D TV with a coffee grinder and cappuccino maker anyway? But the most often asked question about TV 50 years from now will still be, what's on? And how exciting to ponder TV programming of the future and the many changes leading up to the year 2054. We'll look back fondly at Dan Rather and the night the CBS Evening News was replaced by the CSI Evening News with Marg Helgenberger. We'll recall when American Idol was merely a talent competition, and not how we selected our first openly gay president. In 2054, we won't forget America's sweethearts, Nick and Jessica, how they got divorced but still kept it together and continue to perform every night in their casino on the moon. We'll remember the sitcom Yes, Dear, and, oh wait, that'll still be on. We'll laugh when someone brings up that quirky fishing program, American Sportsman. Then we'll have a quiet moment while we remember the ocean. In 50 years, we'll celebrate MTV's Pimp My Ride as the longest-running show in TV history. Who will ever forget the day they canceled Trading Spaces because it got too edgy? We'll remember when you had to pay for porn on TV, but when This Old House was free. We'll all recall the day The Apprentice became The Executioner and Donald Trump ended each show with, "You fried." And finally, 50 years from now, we'll watch in fascination the story of TV pioneer Janet Jackson in a 13-part Ken Burns Jr. documentary on a cable network devoted entirely to wardrobe malfunction. Who would have thunk it? For the Unger Report in 2004, I'm Brian Unger.
For a history of all our Unger Reports, view our website, npr.org.